Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. As September hits us, the warm, humid weather is prolonging the summer bloom. Get your tickets to visit the garden at southcoastbotanicgarden.org. Come see the washed ashore sculptures before they leave us at the end of the month. Since we had unusual rain last month, the garden plants are lush with bloom and foliage. Nowhere is it more evident than in the entry atrium, where the princess flower blooms are lovely. The princess flower, a plant sometimes known as purple glory bush, here in the entryway, has a sweet, light lavender flower. However, there are varieties with flowers in all shades of purple, and some darker purple flowers can be seen in the gardens by Dottie's. Also looking lush in the entryway are the beds of impatience and coleus, a theme which is carried out into Palm Circle. The beautiful potted plumeria is really showing off its pink flowers as it marks the way to the pollination garden and the geometric flower beds. At the edge of the pollination garden to the left, the datura has a lovely flush of huge white flowers, and the geometric beds ahead are full of color with the lantana leading the way and attracting a multitude of butterflies. There is also a wonderful euphorbia variety called Diamond Frost that has a mounding habit and a cloud of tiny white blooms reminiscent of baby's breath. It gives the garden beds a lacy, billowy feel. This euphorbia may look sweet and delicate, but it's tough and drought-resistant, blooming from spring right through to first frost. It can be used to fill your garden beds or hanging baskets and be cut to fill in your flower arrangements, but it does not need any deadheading during the season. There are also mounds of African daisies, calpeas, and pepper plants in bloom or sporting fruit. The salvia plants are blooming throughout the garden, and the collection of them in the garden beds outside the staghorn fern collection is no exception. There are over 900 varieties of these hardworking Mediterranean, Asian, and Central and South American natives to choose from, and we have many of them in the garden. You can find shades of blue and purple, reds and whites, and even a wonderful Salvia madrensis, which is a yellow-blooming, large, upright, semi-evergreen shrub. You can find it along the right side of the walkway to the amphitheater in the tropical garden. Also seen in the tropical garden is the Indian shock canna. While the plant does not look like a dwarf variety, the bright red flowers are a much smaller, daintier version of the canna flower. And there is a very dramatic bromeliad sending up a 6-foot-tall inflorescence that's definitely worth keeping an eye on. As you walk out past the amphitheater and onto the pathways of the garden interior, there are some beautiful, bright, buttery yellow-blooming trees to enjoy, the spectacular cassia and the yellow oleander, also known as the cascabella tree. This upright tropical shrub is a cousin to the oleander that we know and love, and is named cascabella because the flower is somewhat of a bell shape. If you continue on, you see a lovely yucca flower is blooming, and the red fountain grass is in full glory. Farther along the walkway, you'll get down to the overlook. The wonderful scent you smell is the evergreen carissa blooming on the corner of Tram Road and Creek Lane. If you wander the paths there, you'll see the pomegranate trees are setting fruit. Taking the hike around Tram Road will take you to the rare fruit orchard where the crepe myrtle trees are still in bloom. Also, the kiwi fruit are ripening on the vine. The winter ripening citrus trees are loaded with fruit. Take a look at the yuzu, a unique citrus tree from Japan that's loaded with green fruit, as is the golden nugget mandarin. Also, the white fig tree in the south corner has lots of fruit. If you walk the full way around Tram Road and walk up the promenade, the heavenly scent that you enjoy there is the night-blooming jasmine. These trees are along the left border between the promenade and the pollination garden. We hope you enjoyed your visit to the garden. Check back with us to get current updates.